Tudo bom? Eu sou Gavin, sou dos Estados Unidos, e eu sou seu professor mais novo aqui no Fluency Academy. Na Fluency Academy. Às vezes eu tenho dificuldade com gênero, porque eu não sou nativo da língua portuguesa. Eu estou aqui para te ajudar com phrasal verbs. Faz muito tempo que eu ensino inglês para brasileiros, e eu diria que normalmente a habilidade de usar phrasal verbs numa frase, numa conversa completa, é a última coisa que você precisa para soar mais como um nativo e não como um estrangeiro. Usar phrasal verbs é uma habilidade difícil, mas não impossível, e com certeza comigo vai ser muito divertido. E acho que eu vou mudar para o inglês agora. Now. And let's begin with our first phrasal verb class at the store. In all of my lessons, I am going to have a scenario that I want you to pretend with me that we are experiencing together. In this first experience, we're gonna pretend that I want to buy a new shirt and I am at the store. When I want to see if a shirt fits, maybe I have three different options and I want to see which one looks best on me too. The phrasal verb we use for the action of experimentar, provar, in the sense of clothing, or shirts, pants, coats, is try on. So I am at the store because I want to try on some shirts. Maybe after I try on some shirts, I will buy one of them. Normally, here in the United States where I live, when you try on a shirt, you actually have to go to a separate room and shut the door and try the shirts on privately. So I ask the employee, "May I try on three shirts? May I try on three shirts?" She says, "Yes." I enter the room, and while I am trying on these other shirts, While I am trying on the other shirts, the employee who allowed me to enter stands by. O phrasal verb to stand by quer dizer estar a postos, modo de espera, né? She is standing by while I try on three shirts. Você tá vendo como esses phrasal verbs funcionam no inglês? Só para revisar, são um verbo mais uma preposição. It's a verb with a preposition, and because these verbs have this preposition, it changes the sense of the original verb, often by a lot. Like to stand is normally just ficar a pé, ficar em pé, ficar em pé. But when we add by, suddenly, it means estar a postos, modo de espera. She is standing by while I try on three shirts. Okay, I think that I like this shirt the best. I think that I will buy it. So I give the employee the other two shirts that I don't want, and I keep this shirt for myself, and I walk to the cash register, o caixa. I walk to the cash register to pay for this shirt. But the cashier, the person who is at the cash register, tells me, "I'm sorry, sir, but there's a line." Oh, eu não percebi que tem fila. Oh, I didn't realize that there's a line. And again, the cashier says, "There are other people waiting. Please line up." To line up means fazer uma fila. Line, tipo linha, e up. Tem o sentido de formar a fila. There are other people waiting. I need to line up. Okay. American kids are very accustomed to hearing the phrasal verb line up because it's what the teacher shouts when they want all of the kids to form a line. Kids, line up! But we use it in stores as well. So I walk to the end of the line, and someone else arrives at the end of the line at the very same time as me. And because I want to be polite, I let her pass. I let her line up ahead of me. And the expression I use for this is go ahead. The phrasal verb go ahead. Natives use this, tipo, pode ir em frente, pode passar. Go ahead. We say this very fast. Go ahead. We almost don't say ahead. We just say go head. It almost sounds like we're saying head. Go ahead. Go ahead. So I say to the woman, you were here first. Go ahead. She says, thank you. I line up behind her, and right when I line up, I realize, oh, I'm getting a call. Hello? Oh, it's my wife calling. She wants to know where I am. Yeah. No, go ahead. I'm listening. You see? When we're talking with someone on the phone and we want to say, pode falar? In American English, we also say, go ahead. This is a very, very common phrasal verb. Go ahead. I'm listening. And because the line is very long, I talk with my wife for 10 minutes, and suddenly I realize it's my turn to pay for my shirt. So, to ask my wife on the phone to wait, I use the phrasal verb, hang on a second, it's my turn to pay. Hang on. Literalmente, pendurar em cima. But this is in the sense of, please wait a second. It's informal English, but very common. So I say to my wife, hang on a second, it's my turn to pay. I pause our conversation and I am about to give my shirt to the cashier when I realize it's the wrong size. I grabbed the wrong size. I need a medium, not a large. And so I say to the cashier, hang on, I need to grab a different size. See, you can use hang on the phone, but also face to face. Hang on, I need to grab a different size. And from there, I go back to the rack to grab a different size. Grab is a verb like pegar com a mão, to grab, entendeu? We use it abstractly and realistically. I go back to the rack to grab a different size. And also the phrasal verb, to go back. Which is easy if you think about it. Ir atrás. But to go back is voltar, retornar. I go back to the rack to grab a different size. Instead of go back, we can also use walk back. Tipo caminhar. Run back. Correr e voltar. In this situation, I would probably use run back because I'm in a rush. Tô com pressa. I'm in a rush. I run back to the rack to grab a different size, and I run back to the cashier, and I'm out of breath. I hand over the shirt. To hand over means to entregar. I'm changing the possession of the shirt to a different person. I hand the shirt to the cashier. The cashier scans it and says, that will be $25. And then I hand over my credit card to the cashier. Here in the United States, it's very common to hand over your credit card or your debit card, and the cashier or the waitress swipes the card for you. You are not the one inserting the card. You hand over the card and they swipe it or insert it for you. Nowadays, that's starting to change a little bit, but don't be surprised if you're here in the United States and you need to hand over your credit card for the cashier to swipe it. And now I have a new shirt. So let's review the phrasal verbs that we learned in this module. Try on. I want to try on some shirts. Stand by. She is standing by while I try on three shirts. Line up. There are other people waiting. Please line up behind them. Go ahead. Go ahead. You were here first. Hang on. Hang on a second. It's my turn to pay. Go back. I go back to the rack to grab a different size. Hand over. I hand over the shirt to the cashier. Hang on. Yeah, I tried on a bunch of different shirts. Hang on, I have to end this class. That's it for now. I'll see you next module for some more phrasal verbs.